What is it?
Aloe and honey.
Why y'all get Reese's cup? And what was that all about? Now, if we're going to executive session, I need it then, buddy.
First thing on the agenda is going to be approval of the minutes for May.
May 12th.
This is the new ordinance.
Okay. Is it one of those? There's land out here. I don't know if it was this one.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the May 2025 meeting.
May. Yes, she did.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Scott?
Yes.
Ms. Reed?
Yes.
Mayor Craig?
Yes. Second thing on the agenda is going to be the approval of the financials for May.
I noticed again that the receipts were much lower than the disbursements, but were there some special things at this time of year that needed to be paid? Or?
There was a fee for the yearly.
The yearly, so.
So the what?
The year, things that are yearly.
Oh, okay.
Just looking at receipts versus disbursement. Make a motion to approve the financials from May 1st to May 31st, 2025.
Second.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Scott?
Yes.
Ms. Reed?
Yes.
Mayor Craig?
Yes. Police report.
For the month of May, there was 11,000 miles patrol. 333 written warnings, 37 written citations, 4 felony arrests, 5 misdemeanor arrests, 6 warrants served, a total of 31 instant offense reports, and 2 crime tips that were issued.
Okay. Steven?
1 trash fire, 1 forest wood fire, 13 medical assists, 2 motor vehicle accident with injuries, 6 motor vehicle accident with no injuries, 2 water rescues, 1 electrical wiring problem, 1 arcing or short electrical equipment, 1 assist police or government agency, 6 government assignment, stand or move up or standby, 4 false alarms, 1 sprinkler activation and malfunction, severe weather had 1, and windstorm had 3, total of 43 calls.
Y'all are busy.
Building inspector.
We had 3 building permits, 1 moving permit, 2 zoning violations, 2 nuisance letters, 9 camp permits purchased.
Okay, the next thing on the agenda is going to be the update on the website. Do you want to go into detail about that? You know about it, or who's doing that? Or is she not caring any here?
The website is up
that one, they go 3 years, 3 years.
And with the past
you wanted to just widen it, because we had to have an upgrade. So the cost was going to be about the same. But she had limited access to our website now.
Yeah, they did not do a good job. And they were $600.
Well, she's saying this, they weren't paid, that's why they weren't.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Was that the yearly?
Yes, the 588.
Yeah, that's the yearly fee, and then those late fees.
But the yearly for the network solutions is only $270 a year.
Which is a lot better than that, and they do all our other stuff too.
It's your startup cost.
This Mike Major is part of WideNet, and he's going to migrate you to a different program.
Says it has to be upgraded.
Yeah. But he's going to reduce those. Are these invoices still outstanding?
Yeah. We're just
so that's the incentive, is that he'll cut those by 50% and then get rid of the late fees.
Yes.
But we do network solutions on here. But with the
but with this first one,
they do everything.
Yes, that's actually who
does their all their stuff.
He works for Network Solutions, or he used to, and he does their website.
I think it's only $270 a year for it. After your initial cost, it's only $270 yearly at the top. So you got it right up there.
He's in Alabama,
Which one is it? It's Network Solutions. The guy does all our other. They do all our other stuff.
If we migrate to this silver lid, can you negotiate with WideNet about these late fees? Or is this his negotiation? Is we'll just migrate to our new one and you
want to do it? We can try, but. He said he would negotiate if we
went with him.
Yeah. Well, we're going to pay it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is that $2,691? Is that on the last page? Is that the total of?
Yes. That would be what would be owed.
And that includes all the late fees. So we'd have to do that much to get out of that contract.
Which they handled, like you said, they didn't really do anything.
They didn't do anything. Or, I don't know.
5 or 6 years. But I didn't turn off.
Who would be in charge of working with the interface and uploading documents and all those different things? Would that be you or Karen?
Karen.
Yeah, she's doing the what little we can do to it right now.
Okay.
But we would both be able to.
And does this include training?
Yes.
So that comes with the. So it's $270 yearly. Then why is this estimated cost $35?
That's the setup. The first time setup. That's the first time setup.
The $270 yearly would actually be billed for Network Solutions. They do the yearly maintenance on it. He's just setting the page up, basically.
Oh, so he's doing that includes the web page design.
That's everything. But then after the $3,500, the $270 is not going to be billed from him, it's going to be billed from Network Solutions. And they said they could start immediately, huh?
You'd have to still pay that like 27, basically 2016 change, but 2700 plus 3500.
You're going to pay the 27 anyway.
Yeah, you're going to pay it anyway. Or unless you go with Kim, you have that.
Okay,
you have 50%. But
we're going to kick off.
It hasn't been a good fit for us.
Something's like an annoyance.
$200 plus the
290. I know it's like an annoying.
Does it include maintenance? Like if there's a problem with it, or what does it include?
Yes. So we will, and I know on the next work solutions, they can actually update stuff for us if we need them to.
At no charge.
Yes.
I vote no. I think that work solutions, that's still.
This is a silver anyway.
Yeah. That's what I think.
I think that work solutions.
This is the best deal.
That's.
New website is on using current site information. Like, you just migrate the pictures over.
Is that this one right here?
This means the address.
Like who the council members are, like the information.
See.
Then they'll fix it, like, to their whatever. But they're pretty good when you call.
Did he do like a mock-up or anything for you? Of what the website would look like?
He has.
Oh, he's looking for, we can voice what we want on it too.
He would send it for approval before he did anything.
If anybody had any, then they wanted on it, he'd make sure that they could, you know, put, they're willing to put whatever, yeah. Yeah, he'll make it, we can make it.
I'm not saying.
Yeah. Network solutions, they would deal with all kinds of other computer stuff.
I have to have somebody that's, I don't need technology.
Oh, he don't do that.
So probably need to make a motion to pay the $2,700, whatever.
What are you gonna do? It's like it's 62. You gotta do 6 down.
Yeah.
The total is $6,490 to do the payoff. Well, it's on the old one, plus pay this one, plus pay the fees. $290 for the yearly.
Yeah.
I guess that's $270.
Yeah, and that's, we don't have to pay that in next year. We don't have to pay that in general.
I make a motion we would allow Silverlead Design to update our website for a cost of $3,500 upon approval of their design at our next council meeting.
I second.
And I think the $200, go ahead, yeah, the other one we need to wait on. Go ahead, second.
Upon approval of the design at the next meeting, you said?
I can't hear you.
Upon approval of design at the next meeting.
This is a time sensitive matter.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You still there?
Just amend it.
We need to get it.
Just amend it.
$270.
Maybe he could come.
Yeah.
Did you second?
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Scott? Ms. Ritchie?
Yes.
Mayor Klein?
Yes. Are you gonna make the motion to do this? You gonna make the motion to pay the other money?
The which one?
The $2,000.
Oh, yeah, he didn't do that. I make a motion to pay the balance owed to Widenet Consulting. Let's see. $2,600.47 from general fund.
Second.
Mr. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Scott?
Yes.
Ms. Ritchie?
Yes.
Mayor Klein?
Yes. Next time I got on the agenda is gonna be the proposal for de-annexation for Debbie Shaw.
Last meeting, we tabled it. We tabled that, didn't we? The last meeting.
It's in here, papers right here.
Okay. Why did we table that?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
I think Jack did it. There you go. That's it right there.
Okay.
You don't have a motion for a resolution, you just go to the next one.
Just abandon it.
If nobody makes a motion.
Huh?
If nobody makes a motion for a resolution, you just go to the next item on the agenda.
You abandon the item.
Unless she wants to speak again.
Well, it's in the workshop, right?
No, we're in the workshop.
What is she saying? So, can we just skip it?
You can abandon it, since there's no one to champion the motion. You just abandon it.
Y'all, what they have a dress? Do you want to have some for, or?
Just abandon it.
Yeah, yeah.
Since there's no one to champion this item, vote to abandon this item.
At the bottom here?
I don't want to speak, anybody.
You do want to speak?
Oh, okay.
If you're abandoning it, if you're not gonna do it, is that what you're saying?
We're not saying anything. The way the statute reads, if nobody makes a resolution to de-annex the property, then it's a dead issue. Now, you still have the right to speak or say anything you want to, but somebody has, the town has to make the resolution to do it.
I understand what you're saying, Jack. Oh, we like to speak.
You can speak.
Go ahead.
Don't ask. Why did you ask me anything? If I still want to do it, I need to do it before you go out. I'm asking why. You told me to talk to Ms. Coretta and Ms. Panada. If there was no chance in it.
I didn't know there was no chance in it. I said you need to talk, you have to talk, bring it on here if you wanted to do it.
Okay, I talked to each one of them, like you asked me, each one of them told me they supported me. But now, for some reason, nobody supports it. I just like.
Well, oh. Debbie, one thing, I was looking, when you talked to me, you said something about, that you wanted to build your daughter a house on it. I didn't get an understanding about the DX, annexation. But, when I went to look at the property, cause I had no idea where it was, then there's already buildings on the property. And I mean, I don't remember, it could have come before the zoning board, cause I'm on it. But I don't always come, so it could have come before the zoning board, the little houses is there. I don't know if it did or not. If it come before the zoning board, before the houses were put up there, because this I didn't examine them, but it was said that they don't meet the building codes. Now, I don't know.
The house? I think they talked about planning commission, right? It came before the planning commission.
I don't remember it coming before anything.
I mean, it's in the, we redid the zoning, they made it mobile home park, which could include tiny houses. But are you saying that you went to look at it and it's not meeting the ordinance, the requirements for the ordinance? Rather than.
That's what I was told. That the tiny house is not meeting, but I don't know.
Okay, somebody has told me that.
What, Tom, the inspector has to go out.
The foundation or something, I don't know. I don't know, cause see, I'm not a contractor. I was just told that.
Okay, I was told it had to be 18 inches off the ground, that's what we did. We made sure they're 18 inches off the ground.
Was it, did it come, I mean, but did, Is that something that's supposed to come before the zoning board?
I did everything. I came before the.
I don't think. But, and you don't have to come before the zoning board.
Not the zoning board to do the houses, no.
Planning. I think the planning.
Okay.
Planning board would be. I mean, the building inspector had to sign off on it. Did, I mean, I get.
Who, the building inspector?
Didn't he come back and sign off?
That was back with, what was his name?
Calvin.
Calvin.
It's been long.
He signed off on it.
Not the plan.
Oh, who signed off on it?
Someone.
Oh, we don't have a, but don't we have a building inspector?
Yeah, Tony, he comes out. Does Tony not come out when you could do something?
Did she want to stay under it?
Do what now?
I don't know. Who's been out there?
So like when you build, when you come and get a permit?
I think that's a separate issue from de-annexation.
I think that's separate from what we had.
Yeah, it's separate. De-annexation is separate from whatever's going on.
So why would it? But the de-annexation was that, because of the house, but they're turning out.
But that's a different property, I think.
Different factor there.
That's a different property.
What I'm asking is, like, y'all had, y'all let other people do it. I was just asking to be consistent.
Okay.
Not in the time I've been on the council. No one has been de-annexed since I've been on the council.
It's been a while. It has.
Yeah, it's been.
But just be consistent.
Yeah, well, I think that's what is being established, is that de-annexation is not good for a town because of the loss of revenue, the loss of the inconsistency of the zoning in particular. So once you're out, once you're de-annexed, you know, it's the Wild West as far as zoning, you know. But I think that's what this council has established, is no one's been de-annexed since we came in.
Are you more comfortable with the trailer park there?
I have, if it's zoned for the trailer park, then if you want to do that, and I know it is mobile home park, and I know that that was discussed, because I was in that meeting with you as well, and that was discussed. Yes, I remember that. But, I mean, it is what it is. If it follows the zoning and it's in town, then it is.
It is what it is, and I will speak again with my attorney. If I have any other go, I will with him. And if this cannot, be done, then I'll do whatever I have to do on my property, put what I'll say I can put on there.
I would like to say something. Well, it seems to me like Jack and Angela are the only ones who are willing to have a conversation about it. And then Loretta, I don't think Loretta really understands like your reasoning, but I feel like, I don't think Madonna understands your reasoning, but it seems to me like nobody else, nobody should have asked her to do it if it wasn't going to even be considered. Right. And I don't think y'all understand that she didn't put in the papers till she was told she should.
Yes.
And that's the issue.
I don't know what's going on as far as who she talked to and who she asked for.
All I understand, I just feel like she's been slotted and like.
But you're not saying about us, because I didn't know anything about it.
No, I'm saying y'all are going to read the statute. To have a conversation about it, because you don't understand what has happened, that y'all don't know about.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm getting to know about it.
I mean, I don't understand this, what, want to be out from the annex.
I feel you're standing here, coming down here, getting in front of everybody and asking, when there was no change, you didn't know what. Why you have me come down?
Well, you don't know there's no chance until you come down here. I mean, everybody gets a vote. There's no chance in it.
I had four votes. I've got four fingers there. I had four votes. Now I have nothing. That's what I don't understand. I don't can you get a resolution?
I feel like you knew that Jack and Angela were not going to be interested in it whatsoever.
I don't know how Jack and Angela's going. I'm not in the vote.
Where a conversation was had for everybody else.
It's not a matter of who's going to vote what. The statute reads it has to be for the benefit of the town. And the town has to come up with a resolution, not myself, not Angela, any one of us can make a motion to do that resolution.
So the more homes I have there, the more town money we'll get.
That's anywhere. I mean, if you're going to look at it that way, if we set a precedent with this and make a resolution to start de-annexing people, everybody in this room is going to be de-annexed.
That's no problem. I can get the town. I'll get as many people as I can, sell it out, rent it out, whatever.
Well, yeah, yeah.
As many trailers as I can, and it will help the town grow. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can do what you want with your property, as long as it's in zoning. Nobody's arguing that.
I just hate to be drove through this when there was no.
I understand you completely, but I wasn't one that, you know, that.
I know that.
We understand. But I also think it's unethical for people to be discussing it outside of the council meeting and for council members to be calling other council members and asking them how they're going to vote.
Well, no, I haven't. Now, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened with me. Nobody's called me and asked.
Nobody's called me either.
Nobody. Only person that has talked to me outside has been Debbie. We talked right out there. Huh? Now, nobody's talked to me about it.
I appreciate you coming, Mrs. Shaw.
Debbie, now that you spoke with me, I didn't have.
I was asked to talk to you, that's why I came to talk to you.
Huh?
I was asked to talk to you, that's why I came to talk to you.
Yes, but I'm saying I had no issue with it.
That's right, you told me that. Anna told me that, Loretta told me that, everybody told me that. But now I got no books.
And that was a learning curve for me, because it was you. But I didn't realize how bad the annexation was on the town.
I had no idea, Debbie. I mean, to see how it's going to benefit, how will it benefit the town?
It's really.
Let's make the town grow.
It's going to make the town grow, bet you.
Let's make the town grow.
I just feel like you've got.
I mean, we want things that's going to be beneficial to the city.
I think we've just got beyond the scope of what the town council is doing, and I appreciate you coming by, and that's actually for the mayor to say, but I think a lot of the personal conversations need to happen outside the scope of this meeting. Because we've got several things on the agenda that we need to get to, and unfortunately, that particular item was abandoned, so if we can move on to the mold report.
So you're saying it's, everybody's saying it's abandoned?
Yeah. I mean, all that personal stuff is handled. So we're going to go to the mold report. Thank you.
Okay, so now, do I have any recommendations on the where we need to start with the mold report for wastewater?
Following the discussion of the mold report in the workshop, I make a motion that we approve the or reach out to Midian and hopefully their quote still holds, right? In the amount of. Midian for roofing.
Hey, something like the roofing.
Blake room for. I don't know if I need two motions or not, but in the amount of for the 15 and 20. The amount of $22,000 to fix the roof and the.
Who's fixing the roof? Midian.
Yeah. We already voted that.
We need.
It was just on hold waiting for this report to come back. So that we really ain't gonna make a motion for that. This would have been approved.
Okay, so I'll amend the motion that we reach out to Blake Broom regarding the grading and in the amount of $15,000.
To who did you say?
Blake Broom.
Is that the people?
I had some size, but some of the other folks were $20,000.
Is that the people that you said did that?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
I personally would rather go with Terrence, just because he's local, personally.
Who?
Terrence Dixon.
He does.
It's nearly three times the amount.
It's $20,000.
It's only 20, five.
No, Bannister was 40.
Bannister was 40.
Terrence was 20.
I'll vote Terrence.
I just agree.
But Bannister was.
They were. We have to do it at least.
You don't have to. We don't have to do the least amount.
We just. Somebody didn't pay a bill for 3 years.
He don't do that. He just started doing it.
Does he have guarantees? We can take him.
We're going to consider Terrence as he needs to look at the specifications because he had it combined up.
He don't, the parents don't come by?
The specifications of what was gonna be done.
I said, can anybody want some improvement?
Did he say he would do this?
Yes.
Yes. He did come by and look at it.
He did and say.
What he had bid on, I didn't know.
He told her he could do it, but he don't want to bid on it, what he said.
I mean, what I'm saying is he saw this before we had drew up.
Yes, sir.
But he said he would do it for that price.
Everybody would be done. He come out and.
I got you.
He saw it before it was drew up.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's what, so how do?
But he's saying he has saw the specifications that we have, right? He has saw this, and he's still willing to do it.
Yes.
He's saying he got the price.
Okay.
They may have a price for them, but I never got the price for me.
Yeah, well, he gave the bid to the town hall, so that's why he didn't.
So it sounds like people need to come back and look at what the mold report specifies, is that what the discussion is? Do they need to come back?
No.
Well, the grading ain't got nothing to do with it, does it?
Yeah.
You have to, you have to do the.
No, we're talking about specifications for the drainage.
The drainage.
The concrete and the.
It's gonna be the same around it for the drainage, right?
Yeah, well, if they looked at it, that's fine.
What's the difference?
The other two saw these specifications, they actually drew it up.
I mean, what was the price?
One was 15, 20, and 16, 8.
So, I mean, I understand that. I mean, I don't know the people, but that's a significant difference in price. And the two are very close together, and one is about $5,000 more. I mean, I can retract my motion, can I not, Bill Holman?
Yeah, if you don't have a motion.
I have one on the, with still discussion.
Nobody seconded it.
Yeah, okay.
It's just discussion.
You can retract.
I just want to retract
my motion.
I'll let somebody else speak, because that's something that's beyond the scope of what I know. But I think that, I mean, I get like buying local and doing local, I understand that, but it's just so much more.
Being here all my life, that out of those lanes.
Yeah.
I would definitely go with.
Well, he, like I said.
And the acre, is he from Cedar Bluff?
From center, right?
Center, acre.
Who knows?
That's just my opinion.
I don't know, it's just a big difference in the money.
Yeah, maybe it'll come down.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
You want to table it?
Table, maybe you guys can reach out to him and see if he'll come back and meet their price. I don't know.
He's just the one that does all of our stuff if we need something done, you know.
He always gets it.
At the sidewalk and he does, you know, he's like.
Well, maybe he'll come back and.
Show him the bids and maybe he'll.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you.
Show him the other two and see.
To negotiate.
All right, I don't care, whatever the motion is, whatever y'all want to make a motion. What are you gonna do? So if you table.
I retracted.
Well, if you table it, it's gonna be another month.
Well, I retracted mine. Just put something out there so we can move on.
So what do y'all want to do? You're gonna table it? That's gonna be another.
Come out and renegotiate.
Renegotiate.
Just go ahead with this roof and get the roof fixed.
And then we gotta get that water really fast.
That's gonna be another month.
Well, could we have like a, we waited 2 call meetings.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What?
I just hate this.
That's a special call meeting.
We could. Man, I don't, that's up to, y'all. We may not have to have one anymore.
For what?
She said, can we have a special call meeting if they come out one, to look at, give us a re.
I just can't do it the weekend.
Drop them the days you can't do it. I say, somebody table it, table that. Table it.
I make a motion to table the grading.
Well.
I can't hear.
Yes.
They table the grading.
Yeah, we have cut that.
Motion to table the grading.
Table the grading.
second.
What? Airbnb.
Yeah, but had another name. That's a brand. It had a name, like there's a name for that, like.
I give up.
Oh, this one? Oh, yeah, you passed it down here, ain't you? And just put it down there. Okay, so are we voting?
Yes.
Okay, we're ready.
Mr. Bond?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Scott?
Yes.
Ms. Ritchie?
Yes.
Mayor Payne?
Yes.
Now we're going ahead with the room, so.
Call them, yes.
Mobile vendors and Airbnb.
So now's gonna be, it's gonna be discussion on the ordinance for mobile vendors and short-term rental?
Yes.
Is that you?
Yeah. At the last zoning meeting, Ms. Gamer brought up the point that we needed, we decided, the zoning steering committee decided to leave out the mobile vendor section and the short-term rental section, because we felt like the town would be better making a separate ordinance for each one instead of having them in the zoning. They agreed to that. The only thing I've done is get a copy from that proposed zoning of each one of those ordinances. All the council people have them. And I'd really just like for everybody to look over them, see if they had anything they want to add or subtract, whatever will make it better. And next meeting, we'll discuss them and decide if we, and then we need to come up with ideas and give them Ms. Lloyd and let her better draw the ordinance. And I think we ought to add that one over there. There's copies somewhere on your desk.
Right here, look, Dan, you have one.
I can send some samples of some from some other municipalities if you want me to. I think I've got some.
I think we share like Piedmont and several. We looked at, or I did anyway, looked at Piedmont and some other Birmingham and.
Yeah, what we had is the proposed zoning document, the draft work verbiage from East Alabama Regional Planning. And if we have something, actual order, that would be great.
And when I looked at it, it was sort of like pulled from, looks like other city municipalities.
Owner's permission.
Well, she's got one.
Well, this is what's in our,
We have our.
So they didn't send this.
This is the first time I'm seeing it tonight, and the short-term rental information looks very close to what I'm accustomed to seeing just around. You may want to consider being a little bit more detailed in the food truck ordinance.
Yeah.
But anyways, I can send some samples. It's up to y'all. I can email them to Jenny and she can provide copies to y'all.
The biggest thing I want to do for each council person to look at it and see what they thought, if they hadn't got to that in the zoning ordinance, and make any suggestions. And we can discuss those at the next meeting and give it to you to get the ordinance drawn up.
Well, can Bill, do you have time to look at it as well?
Sure.
Since you've been instrumental in leading that charge.
He's got it.
Yeah, I have a copy of it. I'll be glad to look at it.
Thank you. That's just for discussion.
Then, so we got, the next thing on the agenda is going to be the rental of the tractor, I guess slash backhoe, bush hog, I mean. And we have three bids. And you said.
Two without bush hogs, that was $1,300. And one with bush hogs, $1,380.
Wow.
Delivery fees, the other two, some of the delivery fees are a lot higher than everybody else.
So the one that is Thompson Cat Rental is the one you were referring to, the $1,346?
That's right there, blank tractor with nothing on it.
It says a 5-foot bush hog cutter. I just didn't see the Weiss Lake one on it.
Wait, I don't have.
Weiss Lake's on the back.
On the where? We don't.
On the back, I've got Tyler Farms.
That's what we got.
Yeah.
On the back of.
It was in there.
It's. It's on the what?
I've got Tyler.
We just got, we just have, it, ours is blank.
Thompson and Tyler.
I think it's just live.
Live, yeah.
Because they're.
Oh, my God.
I can't see them.
Well, I definitely can't see it.
Yeah, I can't see it.
It's white. I don't know about white. It's not white paper. Somebody will have to read that. I mean, I can't see it. Can you see it?
Can you read it?
No, I can't read it. It's white.
The Bubba Red Tractor is $650. Collected, excuse me, $860. And when this came off of their site and they sent it to us, it was already live.
Okay, that's fine.
$75 deposit's on the deal. Make sure you fill it up when you take it from the tractor. Then the rent for the day of the push off is $380 for 7 days.
I got notes somewhere.
And it comes out $1,305, and you got freight charge is $75.
So you're getting 7 days, like count, that's count weekend day, not two?
Count weekend days. Got 7 days. But they like to get it tomorrow. So if we got it tomorrow, we'll take it back next month.
As you're saying, you can
finish it.
You're saying if the weather dries, you can finish it by then. We just need to pick when the weather is supposed to be.
Yes, that's what we're looking for.
Not that it'll be accurate, but it's supposed to be.
We keep the push off running and get everything done.
Electric.
Well, I was like electric. I can't read it.
And is that, you said that bush hog is a wider cut then?
Yeah.
This is.
It's right here, but you can't see it.
Yeah, that bush hog is a wider cut, you said?
Yes.
That's the one we didn't fix. It ain't fixed yet.
That's ours.
But it says.
And they'll deliver and pick up?
Yes, ma'am.
I make a motion to approve $1,380 for the rental of a Kubota tractor with a wide cut bush hog in an upcoming 7 day period from Westlake Electric.
Not that one.
They're not, yeah.
I just said something.
She said any upcoming date.
Okay.
Mr. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Scott? Ms. Ritchie?
Yes.
Mayor Green?
Yes.
I make a motion.
First of all, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow is
qualifying
day. You can start qualifying for mayor or council seat. And also, if anybody that lives in town is interested in helping work, polls, they're named poll workers. If anybody would like to volunteer, or if you know anybody outside the room that would like to volunteer, if you'll just have them contact them at town hall. I think you have to live inside the city limits to be able to work the work
polls. You can't be related to anybody.
And I don't think you can be related to anybody that's actually running for any office, no matter which office it is. So, and then also a reminder of, a lot of people, I'm missing a lot of people's asking, fireworks are still going to be the 28th, 9 o'clock, rain or shine.
And Miss Liberty will be on June 27th, and I'm going to get with Jerry Baker tomorrow about putting it out that it's not just Cherokee County, it's anybody, anywhere, just Cedar Bluff girls. And so that'll be the 27th at the school, in the high school as well. Well, not at that. That's all.
No,
right. Yes, anybody that would be. So I'm going to get an ad put on the radio for that.
I need to get with you about
and
that.
It's burning the 18th.
So. Rain or shine, unless it's thunderstorms, they'll shoot at 9 o'clock. I mean, I know the phone will be ringing up here all day long if it starts raining. They will shoot at 9 o'clock unless it is, we're having a thunderstorm. And he will, I guess you could put it on air if we can't have to cancel it or something or whatever, but.
And what day is it?
It's gonna be the 28th.
Is it car show?
No, we don't have anything else. Yep. Yeah, we offered to let somebody do it. Somebody volunteer?
What vendor, if we get vendors to pay the art, because we're in and safe, I mean, why? The last two really large ones were financially, paid for through ARPA funds, which is, it was a grant that ran out. So that's why they were able to have such a really nice day for the last few years. It wasn't really, well, it's considered a grant, but it was part of the COVID relief money from the government. So that's what makes it hard when you have things like that, because they run out, the money.
That wasn't money that
you might have heard it called ARPA or the CARES Act, all that ESSER in schools. Everyone's feeling the pain of that now. So
the fireworks are done by grants, so that's what we're getting. That's how we're doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll
make a motion that we go into executive session to speak about pending litigations.
We will not reconvene.